You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. A new play at the GAM Theater in Pawtucket explores the theme of police violence in minority communities. This is an issue that's generated continued public debate and discussion, particularly over the past year. The play is called The Rants, and it was written by Brown graduate Andrew Case, who joins me now to talk about it. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote The Rant, what is it, nearly a decade ago?
I wrote it in 2008, so close to that, yeah.
So that was well before the police shooting that touched off violent protests in Ferguson, Missouri, before the Black Lives Matter movement. What is it that inspired you to write the play in the first place?
Well, I spent a number of years in New York working at the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which investigates police misconduct. And I had investigated dozens, if not hundreds, of these cases and spoken to communities and done public meetings about the issue. And I had also been writing plays and eventually wrote a play about what I was doing at the time. And it got some attention then, but for obvious reasons, it's now getting new life.
Now, without giving too much away, can you give us a brief synopsis of what happens to the characters in The Rant?
Sure. The play begins with a report of a police shooting of a teenage African-American boy in East New York, and we follow the investigation into the shooting, and along the way, we are given insight into the perspective of different people. It's the investigator or the mother or one of the police officers involved or a reporter covering the case. And so the hope is that as we explore more of the individual stories and the individual viewpoints, we begin to learn more not just about the incident itself, but how we view these incidents and how we understand them.
Now, is there kind of a question throughout the play of what exactly happened?
There's a question throughout the play and hopefully for discussion even afterwards from the audience about what exactly happened. It's not a mystery in the sense of you get a satisfaction at the end of knowing who did it, but you do get to have some of your questions answered and some of your questions answered in ways that hopefully lead to even more questions.
Andrew Case, are you surprised by the continuing relevance of the subject matter in this play?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I was actually surprised it was not more of an issue before when I wrote the play. One of the things that I was always startled by in 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8 was that we would be reporting on a police death and people did not respond as a way I would think would be expected, and it didn't get covered as much by the media.
I'm speaking with Andrew Case, a playwright and Brown University graduate. His play, The Rant, is now at the GAM Theater in Pawtucket. Now, in the years that you've spent since you wrote the play first, have you changed any of your thinking about the police violence and minority communities?
I don't think that I've changed my general principle that you have to really look deeply at underlying causes for incidents rather than just what happened between this person and that person on that day. But I do feel that every single time I see an incident and hear about an incident, I learn a little bit more about how things can go wrong and sometimes actually how things can go right. There's reports of officers who de-escalate situations very well, and there's officers and departments that do great innovative things trying to reduce violence, and I think those are worth studying as well.
I understand you have forums with people who've seen the play afterwards. Have you been doing those for a while now?
When it was first produced, we would have some actors and me talk with the audience afterwards. But now we've had someone from the Center for Nonviolence and a professor from URI. We're speaking with high school students after the play. The Commissioner of Public Safety is speaking. And all sorts of guests are coming and talking. And I think that that's one of the things that the added attention to the issue has caused is a great number of people wanting to talk about these issues in concert with the play.
Are you hopeful that we can solve this problem, or do you think it's kind of intractable and will continue?
I challenge the word solve, but I'm hopeful we can always improve. I don't know that we're ever going to get to a situation where we have no police and no crime and no violence and no violence by police. But if every single time we have an incident, we learn from it, trying to improve the tactics and the strategies and the education of police officers, and if communities are open to working with police officers and treating them like human beings and understanding the difficulties of their job, then we can definitely improve step by step. I don't know that solve implies a kind of end point, but I like to believe that we will always be moving forward.
Andrew Case is the author of The Rant, a play now at the GAM Theater in Pawtucket. Thanks for stopping by our studio.
Thank you for having me.